Good morning. That's this past week's daf was daf Chof Ches at the end of the second parak in Maseches Ksubis. Let's see the Mishnah on daf Chof Ches. Ve'elu ne'monim lohoed begoidlon ma'ashiro begoidlon. The Mishnah over here discusses akula nedus. They're being made when they're a gadol, but something that they saw at the time that they were a katan. Now, why this Mishnah is here? So, one could explain either because we learned before, akula, which we have by shvuya, certain kulas in the nemonis, the Mishnah spoke afila ever afila shivcha. So the Mishnah talks about another oifin where we have a kilusa in Kabbalah's Avis. Or possibly this could refer back to the discussion of Chesimus Edam Ede Hashtar, which was previously discussed. Al Kolponim, but that's a point.
It's also going to mention Hinuma, which was the beginning of the parak.
Okay, right, very good. That also. Now this Mishnah, it's mevuyer over here that this is a kula that was given, as the Gemara explains. So let's just think for a moment that why is this not proper edus? Since in Mikra Din this is taka not good. The fact that it was seen when he's a cotton. Now one could say possibly one of two reasons, and they might both be true. Right? Well, let's first talk about as far as the Iker Din of Eidus. Right? We understand Eidus is taka has to be done by a godel, Shnei Anoshim, maybe. Mashmoyes Hapsukim dafku by a godel, but when is the edus happening that has the requirement to be a godel? Right. So what one could think about is that when they're transmitting the edus to Beis Din, that's when the edus is being done. When they're seeing the edus, is that edus happening now, or they're just getting information? But the edus is when they're transmitting it, when they're giving it over.
Chasana, you say you're an aid. Right now, watch this carefully because you are an aid.
Okay. So you're showing that the edus seemingly doesn't just start with the Haggadah itself. But at the time when the person is witnessing the thing, that's really the beginning of the edus. Mm-hmm. Right, very good, right? That's really based on the halacha, the dinner of the, or in Marcus talks about edus shebalum mitzvos about lekula. Right, that's the issue over there. That being that that there is seeing the edus is the beginning of the edus itself, and therefore there are many, if there are kraven, or that's maybe the issue or the reason to be machmir, maybe by a chasm, because there are kraven, and if the kraven are watching also, so they become part of the group of Edim, and that would nullify the Edus at large. Okay, but you're showing over there, right, this concept, this Yusod, that Edus doesn't just start with the Yediyas. Edus starts top with the where at the point a point of viewing what to give over, and therefore it would follow that all the conditions of Edus really should apply there also. And that would be an explanation to as why someone who's presently a godel, but he saw something at the time that he was a cotton, since that's the haskholo of the Edus, that's part of the Edus itself, so that has to be done with a godel.
Actually, the main Edus is when the Maisa happens. That's the main Edus. That's what they're being made.
That's what they're being made.
That's when there is Edus. Later on, it's just they have to report it to us.
So it really depends on what you're talking about. See, for example, let's say a Dovah Shebe'erva, possibly over there we hear better, right? That in order for the chalois to be chal has to be done in front of Edim.
If it's not done for Edim, it doesn't even go into effect.
Right, but what about something which doesn't require Edus in order to go into effect? Right,
like murder.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you see, if people witness a murder, they're puzzled to be a dayan.
Yes,
they themselves.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, to act as a dayan, you know, at the same. Oh, you want to
even though they're not, no, they're not going to be Edom, but they saw the murder.
So that's an issue of in Ed Nasadayin. What does that mean, right? What does that mean if he's not acting as an Ed transmitting it? Is that pechal the halacha of in Ed Nasadayin, right? That's what really has to first be clarified,
okay.
Right? So right now we're talking like this, right? So you're saying very good that definitely the transaction which needs to be done in front of Edim, l'chayra, that we hear very good that even before telling it over, right, it's possible that they'll never tell it over. Right? We need Edim to be there, so definitely that there's something happening. At that point, what we would like to know is that something which the transaction itself does not really need Edim in order to go into effect. Most transactions don't need Edim to go into effect. They'll go into effect by the mere fact that it happened, and the Edim is just a way of verifying that it happened. Such a thing like that. So over there, does that also have the same din that? At the point of viewing what's happening is that also Edus, and that lechayra akoponim definitely could very well be also like that, right? But that just pointing out that a makom lechalik between the two. Okay, so we spoke about One possible tzad, which probably is true, that the viewing the episode is at that time is becoming an aid, and therefore the conditions of the kashrus of an aid have to be already at that point. Now one could clear that maybe there's another problem over here that even without that, but a cotton who sees something, being that he saw it at the time when he was a cotton, so maybe he can't really rely on what he saw, right? Because what he's saying over later is just according to the perception that he had when he was a cotton, right? Nothing's advancing as far as that. He's not seeing it again. So
he's seeing it through cotton glasses.
Yeah, right. Whatever. Right. The impression or whatever he's saying over is what what what, Right, the impression that he got is a cotton.
Well, the nafka mina obviously would be if somebody's related to one of the people involved in the story at the time of the re'iyah, but is not involved in the time when they're being made. We say that
the nafka between these two time that we're saying.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. How would that be?
You. I mean, a karv can't be made about his relative. So. Does that mean he can't be mad about his relative if he's a karv today to the guy he's talking about? Or he can't be mad about a relative that he was a karv at the time when he saw the Aegis?
Right. Let's say you have a star.
There are some people that become unrelated to each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whatever.
Let's say the other way. He signed on a star, and then they became Krovin.
Well, then you definitely... he signed on the star, yeah. Okay,
he signed on a star as an aide for that person. And then their daughters got engaged.
Sign of the shtar was kosher at the time.
Oh, okay.
But if, let's say, you come into Bezdin and you're being made about something, and today you're related, with Haggadah, with your mouth, you can't be made about your relative. But I don't know if your daughters married each other.
Whatever. That wasn't so much the point. Whatever the case would be. But you're saying that... That the nafkamina would be that you could have if the person was a godel at both points of time and the kashrus and pastors of edus is because of a different reason which came and went, right? So you'd only have the first reason, but as
he's only a karv in one time and not karv the other time.
Mm-hmm.
Divorcee, but right? Would that be considered the nageya beedus if? You know, when they're married, he's a karo, they get divorced, right? Can the men make edus on, let's say, a second wedding for his ex-wife? he might be happy to do it, but
Okay, so whatever the case would be,
as he says, good luck.
Well, let's just go back to the question you were asking before. It was a little bit different. You were asking about the intellectual level of a cotton,
right? He was saying that you know, what we were saying is by a cotton you have these two reasons. He was showing that it's possible to have a case where you won't have these two reasons, right? If regardless the person was a godel. And the reason why he was possible and is not possible now is for a different reason. And that's what he was coming to say.
Okay.
All right. Now, what are you hearing over here?
Well, the question you were asking though was if the edus is just to confirm the validity of certain information that maybe the issue is that because a katan is not really a bardas. That was what you were talking about when he said it.
Okay.
That was isn't that the question you were asking?
Okay. Right.
I mean, if I'm wrong, I thought that's what you were talking about.
Uh-huh. I mean, the context that we were saying was that is the problem, is there another problem over here that we can't rely on what he saw, right? That's what we were saying, right?
I thought that's right.
We told the same thing, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Then you might have a question. It seems to me that you know it depends on the person. You know, there could be kids that are 11 and a half years old, and you know this kid. You know, if he says he saw it, that kid for sure knows what he's talking about. Another kid who could be 15 and not know, but that's a different story. But could it be that it would be talui in the kid himself? Like we see by Nadarim, right? Gadol Samach Le'ish, or something, what's it? Katan Samach Le'ish.
If they understand who they're being noted to, there's a certain age when...
Right.
If they understand what they're doing, there is a certain point like that.
Right. Something Samach Le'ish, some expression like that.
So you're saying that it will be case by case? It wouldn't be one halacha across the board?
I don't know. I'm suggesting that, I guess, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If that were the issue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So maybe we'll see about this, right? It's possible that they have both issues, right? Mm-hmm. And maybe we'll see whether it could be relevant by a cotton that we're Okay, we can come up over here. So just as we go through the Gemara, we'll try to follow through over here. Okay, so the Mishnah says as follows.
The first side is that the Eidus starts at the time when they see it, and at that time there has to be a Gadol for the Eidus to be an Eidus.
Mm-hmm.
And the second side is that the Eidus really starts when they're being Magid and Bezdin, but they're remembering things based on their viewing it as a Katan, and that could be not reliable.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. 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 Right. So now let's see. So the Mishnah says as follows. Okay, so the first example the Gemara gives is the Nemon. It says, Nemon Loima Zek Savyodoy Shel Abba Zek Savyodoy Shel Reb Zek Savyodoy Shel Ochi. He's being Mekayim Shtar. He's made on the Chsimus. The Mishnah gives three examples. All right, we'll see more about that.
Can a gadol be made on his relative's ksav yad? Forget about being a katan at the time.
I don't think there's a problem with that.
He's a karv.
But he's not. If he, the transaction over here is between the loiva and the malva, right? not the aid.
That's definitely not a problem.
I would think not. I would think it would be a problem.
Well, the Mishnah seems to not think it's a problem.
The whole problem is that he was a katan at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so the Mishnah says Kim Shtoris. Kim Shtoris. Now, the Gemara tells us this is based on the fact that Kim Shtoris is Drabonon. Now, let's see the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Zek Sayyid Shal Abba, Umekayim and Shtal Piv, Afal Pi Shemes Oviv, Ba'oid Ze Kotten. So Rashi says as follows. Rashi says that the Eidus that he's saying over here is Kim Shtoris, and we're going to be Mekayim the Shtar, and the Shtar will be put into use based on this person's Eidus, relying on his Eidus. Rashi says that even though his father died, now when a person's made on a chsima, so how does he know that this is that person's chsima? I guess he saw him signing, right? And he saw, from pen, ink onto paper, right? Right. So he saw the connection, how it came out. So in order to be made that this is Ksav Yodei Shel Aviv,
he has to have seen the person sign a actual signature, or he knows from around.
How did he know? That's the one you want to know. And what's the starting point? Maybe have another way.
You have to see the person writing with their hand.
Let's hear how else could you be made?
I mean,
okay, right. That's what's. But I'm just trying to follow it back. And I say, how do you talk a no?
Because he saw all these signatures around that his father, papers that his father had. He never actually saw him sign, but he saw it. They're all look the same, and these are all my dad's papers.
Right.
So how does he know that they're his father's papers? Is that enough? Just circumstantial evidence.
He sees things that his father, his father wrote a letter to somebody, and he never saw his father writing his signature, but he wrote, dear bloody bloody, and then he signs his name at the bottom, and it's the father's signature. So
I'm not so sure, why that's any better. Right, what is it?
It's just that I never imagined that he necessarily saw. When Mekayim Mishtar, you say...
Any time, right.
Anytime Mekayim Mishtar, you have to have seen the person
saying again that one time he saw the father sign his name, and now he recognizes the handwriting.
Right, but if I know that this is Joe's signature,
but we're asking, basically asking you, can you say you know? How do you know? So
I've
he says,
seen,
what do you mean?
I've
I know everyone knows.
Stars with Joe's name on it and it had this.
But,
had
well,
this
but
seen,
how does that start?
I've been,
we're not getting to the bottom of this. Right?
You have to have seen Joe.
But okay, I hear you're his spotless, but I'm asking you, right? So how else does a person able to be made on it?
How many other stars do you have to see that it's considered that you know it?
I mean, clearly Rashi seems to hold this way. Even if we might have an argument differently. He says, Ba'odo, right? Then his father died when he was still a cotton. Why does Rashi have to say that? Why couldn't Rashi say, and he died when he was 13, I don't know, or 14?
That's what we get. That's my choice, Rashi, if he could just, you know, letters and things that he knows, you know, belong to his father, if that would be sufficient. So, right. So then, and like, why would this make any difference over here?
Right. That's a better way to say it, Shkoh.
Right.
He said it better than I said it.
You get a check every week with his signature on it. You've never seen him sign a check in your life, but you get a check every week with this guy's signature on it. I recognize my boss's signature. It's the scribble, scribble, scribble. And I recognize it because I get a check every week. Did I ever see him write on a piece of paper with a pen and pick up his hand? I've never seen that, but I can be made if this is his signature.
Either yes or no. I mean, you know, if a star comes into Besman and someone says that that's on his signature, and you say, what do you mean? Every week I got the check from him, so he'll say, I don't, that's fine, but you know, you should know that his secretary signs his checks. Right? So it doesn't really help us. Right?
Okay, you proved me wrong.
So I don't know. Maybe there could be some kind of circumstantial way of knowing how it is. I don't mean to definitely say not like that. But when you start thinking about it, where it comes from, you have to know again how did things start, where did things start from, and this Rashi, which Rashi seems to say Shemais Aviv Ba'odzeh Katan, would seem to imply that Akopana, you need the father to be alive in order to be made. Right? That's what he seems. Right? That's much more of Rashi. Right? Okay, it's a circle point. Fast point over there. Now let's see over here. Let's just jump into the Gemara right away over here. Zot Gemara. Amar Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, v'hu sheyesh godel imoy. Okay, point number one. Point number one, important thing, right? That learning the Mishnah would sound like Mishnah saying that Kim Shtoros could be done. You could be Mekayim Shtar by a Yediyah, we'll call it Bishas Katnusoy. So definitely, I would have thought that fine, you know. So however number Adam you need, but this is sufficient. So you could have had two people that they know the Chsima from Kainan, and they made and fine, that'll be good. The Gemara tells us not like that. The Gemara tells us that this Kula that we have over here, it only acts as a second aid, but we need a first aid, a legitimate aid.
Kim Shtaros is always Shtaim, right?
Well,
we always say Kim Shtaros is Shtaim,
right?
So here you also need Shtaim.
You're right, but the question is how do you call it? What type of Shtaim?
Can you have two Ketanim that remember that?
Right,
Gadol,
right.
Or do you need one Gadol? But we never had a Havamina that he would be Nema by himself without a second person.
No, right. That's not what we're coming to say. Right. But what we're coming to say is that this, that Kim Shtoros is such an Adis is sufficient, is only one of the two.
Right.
That's what we're coming to say. One of the two. If you need two Adim, then Chazal were Mekel on the second aid. that's sufficient, but the first aid has to be a A kosher aid, kosher aid midraisa.
When it says gavah, it means somebody who remembers when he was a gavah. He was a gavah at the time he saw the signature.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So that's point number one. Okay, and then we'll have to see where this condition, as the Mishnah goes on, where. This condition, or if this condition follows in other cases. Now the Mishnah said, now the Gemara right away says Utsricha, right? Which the question that the Gemara is coming to answer is that why are we mentioning three cases over here?
His father is Rabbi Yehuda.
Right. So, and that Gemara says Utsricha, it is necessary to tell me these different cases. The Ashmina Oviv, Mishim de Shchiach Gabei. If the Tano would have only told me the case of Oviv, then I would have thought that maybe this halacha only applies to Oviv, the Shchiach Gabei. Avo Rabbi Boy, Shchiach Gabei, and he's by his father frequently. Now let's just think. Where does this difference make a difference? Meaning to say that as we're talking about this is a din rabbanim. The raisa we need to have a goal at the time of sin. Chazal were mekel, right? And that Gemara says that I would think possibly that Chazal were only mekel by Oviv and not by Rabbi. Why? When what's the mokum lechal? Gemara says the mokum lechal is because Oviv is shchiach gabei, that he's more frequent by his father, and therefore what? Right? L'chor, that means that, like we'll talk in terms that we saw before, right? That he's seen him sign numerous stars, mm-hmm. Right? Therefore, what's the therefore over here? Therefore, we'll accept that later. So to me, it sounds like that this is an issue of, right, this other point that we mentioned. Right, that how accurate is the edus over here? That granted that we're going to give a kula, that even though we were missing kashrus at the time that he viewed it, that we can make one happen, but we need to be accurate upon him, right? Mm-hmm. And therefore, on that thing, Mara is saying that maybe this will only help for if he's a cotton, if we could feel that it's an accurate. Impression he got because he's seen it many times, but Rabbi, that you don't have that. So, you know, being that it was only a smaller amount of times, if at all, more than once, whatever it is, then we can't rely on that. Right. So that's where that svorak upon him would come into play. That even though Davada, there's no difference, right? As far as this, the other halacha, right? You know, once he's saying they don't have to be godly, not to be godly, like what's the difference, right? The teretz is this right? This other point of the accuracy of the edus.
Well, you could say that was the havamina. It was that the reason was because of the accuracy, and the laskana, the fact that we see that in other cases it's good that. That lemaisa, it's not because of the accuracy; it's because, right?
Okay, right. I don't mean to bring a riot to uh-huh. what the maskana is, uh-huh. But I'm just showing you that this svaru is in play, right? Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Why is he more shriach by his father? Doesn't he go to his rebbe every day for hours? Unless you're talking about shriach in reference to shtaros and shriach in reference to business dealings. Mm-hmm. Or he's by his Rebbe probably more than by his father. His father goes to work and he goes to his Rebbe for 6 hours a day, and he's by his father for 15 minutes in the morning and a half hour at night.
Okay, so we know that we can't really use today's scenario to figure out what happened then, right? So that's not so fair, right? To base it on what it is now. Now, if you want to, you know, just use your imagination and try to figure out back then how did things work, right? So if we have information that that we could base a question on, then we could. Right?
Shriyach Rabbi Pashut means physically by his father more, or means in reference to business dealings?
I don't know. So I hear what you're raising, the question that you're raising. Right?
Maybe when they learned for a half day and then they went to their father's business and they sat by their father's business apprenticing.
Remember, we're talking about someone that only knew his father till he was, 12 or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. In the age, we're not talking about an adult, right? Because the father died.
Right. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a little technical shiloh, so you have to find the right sources, the right people to ask this question to. So the Gemara, Yashmi Inon Rabbi. So that the Gemara says, okay, fine. So tell me, Rabbi, that Chazal was soymuch on, even though it's not Shchir Gabei, and I know that. So the Gemara Mishum the Islay Aim So the Rabbi, Islay Aim So the Rabbi. Right. So this over here needs a little explanation over here. How that fell. What is the Aim So the Rabbi? What is it, and how does that translate in a milo as far as the edus of the chasima is concerned, right? It's just a little point which just needs explanation, a little bridge, right? There's a little gap over here which we have to explain why that is so. So how would you understand that? Someone has an offer on that?
So the footnotes.
Okay.
I heard it.
Oh, you heard? Okay, tape. Fine.
I have an answer, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say. Well, it's not my own.
Not your own. Okay. First, we'll hear from others. Well, we'll get the others have some of their own. What do you say, Michael?
I guess I would have said two things. One, that he wouldn't be like May is punnive to say something about his Rebbe unless he was Vadai. And the other is that he would be more aware because of the fear. He would pay attention more to when his Rebbe is doing something to see exactly the way he does it. Those are two different chashashas. One is a chashash for sheker, and one is a chashash for knowledge. So it seems like the issue here more has to do with knowledge than that we would think he would be mishaker. So that would lead me to believe that he would pay more attention.
But you don't necessarily have to talk in terms of sheker. I think even that, you can maybe also talk as far as accuracy is concerned. The aim of the rabbi. Now, let's just remember like this. Just to bring it out. I mean, we're talking about that the person. That's how Rashi introduces it to us over here. It may be caught none. Just think for a second. Is that okay? I don't know. But by Rabbi, necessarily they have to talk about such a thing. But apparently he's not. It sounds like he's not. He hasn't been in contact with this person, right? Rashi says his father was Mace. The Rabbi also, right? That's what we're talking about, right? That's why he didn't see it since then. So when you talk about the aims of the rabbi, the aimer is at two different points of time, the different source that you're saying right now, right? So if it means that there's the aims of the rabbi that affects at the time that he says it over, that makes sure that you know he's not going to lie or that he's sure when he says it over, right? Right, that's one thing, right? But the other part that you're saying is the aim of the rabbi means at the time that he's a Talmud and when he's over there and you know it makes a stronger impression on it. Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Yeah, you had a third explanation, or what you heard was one of the two.
I think they bring down the name of Shita Mekubetzes. They say that he's I don't like to use the word, but like worships his rabbi. He's like. He has this aim of his Rebbe. He wants to imitate his Rebbe. He wants to be like his Rebbe. And therefore, he focuses very much on what his Rebbe's signature is, because he wants to copy it. He wants to get a similar signature himself. He wants, anything about his Rebbe, he wants to copy. Like, you know, he's,
Okay, he admires his Rebbe, right?
Yeah, admires his Rebbe. So that makes it that he's more focused on his Rebbe's signature, because it anything to do with the Rebbe, he wants to, you know.
Okay. So that's a little twist on the aims of the Rabbi. What that means. Yeah. Okay, but fine. Yeah. Fine, right? So it's, you know, it's along those lines, as he's paying better attention at what his Rebbe is doing because of this idea of emes the Rabbi, whatever exactly it means, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, very good. Right, so this is what the Gemara says, and that would be a reason to say that it's more accurate. That's what the Mishnah says Aviv also. Av Ovloi Vyashmin Hanitarti Ovo the Shriach Gabay Virabai this lay aimsa Aval Ochiv the less lay loy hov loy hoy maloi komash kolon. So that's why we sing a third case which has neither of these reasons which would help us be assured that it was accurate what he saw. And that's Ochiv, has neither of these reasons. Kamash Malon, Kivan, the Kim Stars, Midrabonon, Himnu, Rabonon, Vidrabonon. Now, like this. So, the case of Ochiv has no special Maila, and it would seem to be from the Gemara that this is Aloha of Kim Stars, Rabonon, and it applies anywhere, for everything, right? So first of all, the Pashat Advarim, it would sound like from the Gemara, and I believe that's so. That these cases that the, and it's not limited to these cases over here, right? You know, you don't need to have an Ochiv.
So Machlokes Rishonim brought down.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Is the Rosh and the Ran? One of them says that it's Achiv who had anybody, because
Ram.
You see, from Achiv doesn't have the Maila of Shchiach, doesn't have Maila Amos, so it's anybody now he can be made when he's a god.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one says no, Dafka Achiv, but not anybody else.
It's, oh yeah. Okay. So I didn't see that. Okay, very good. Shkoyach. Now.
Question is, what's the chiddush then of father
and
Rebbe? Once you have ach.
Okay, right. So you have to shayla that way. That's it. Let's see. Let's push it.
The Rish Lakish says neman al ksav yado shakol adam shira. But the Rosh says shirach ba'achiv neman. We shall call our pachas who must yes look at sas, aval al stam adam enu neman.
Oh really? Okay.
The Rosh and the Ritva.
Rosh and Ritva.
Yeah. Okay. Shkoyach. Okay, but this question is a question regardless. In the Gemara itself, the Tzrichas, the Lachara piece is missing from the Tzrichas, so usually the Gemara would come back around.
And say, it only says Achim.
Right. Now, Mitzad Echod, and just stepping back a minute for this Machlex Rishayna that you mentioned, that we understand why the Mishnah Take is giving us specific examples if Itake is limited to a koponim, an ochiv, right? If it wasn't limited to an ochiv, then the Mishnah could have just don't mention any cases, right? That's all.
He's never one. He's a gavur. Say this on,
and because exav yodik, right. So that would have the mashmois that there is some kind of limitation. Akoponim, but let's get back to the shayla over here. That in the tricha, this is a good question. So just say ochiv, which Taka doesn't have either of these, and then I'll know everyone else. It's a good question. So I saw an explanation as follows that. I mean, the definitely the mashmoyis advarim is, and zikh, but there is no maila of an ach over these other two. So therefore, if we want to make a srich, so we really have to think the other way, right? Right? Meaning to say that if we'd only say ach, then we would think that maybe Aviv and Rabbi have a bigger kula. Right, No. Right, that's what we're coming, right?
What can be bigger?
Right? So the kula kabas would be like this. We just learned in the Gemara that it only helps if you have a godel, right? Of the two edim, you have to have one who's a proper aid, right? So maybe that's what one might have thought. That if
so
the Mishnah...
By Rabbo, two Talmidim, both were Ketanim and now Gedolim, maybe they can be made together. That's
right.
What you're saying?
Or else, what's with two Bonim?
Well, they're brothers, and the brothers can't be made together.
On Kim Shtaris, yeah?
I couldn't imagine that they could. I don't know nothing, but...
Okay.
How do brothers be made?
Because they're abundant.
No, I mean not so much. I mean, they can't become a group that crave mzelaze. Aidim shall crave mzelaze. They can't be made. Okay.
I think usually the psula edus to be made together. I think from the limited I know.
Yeah, you know they are. Because this question is in this scenario. Okay.
How do you make such a deal? The mission didn't say it. Right in other words, it's Rav Huna saying on the Mishnah this Chiddush, right?
Wow.
So the reason why I mentioned Aviv and Rebbe is because eventually Rav Huna is going to say it, and therefore we want to.
I hear that, but. You know, even though Rav Huna said it, but isn't it understood that wasn't first mischadish some number of years later, right? That was something that the Tana also held, and for whatever reason he didn't.
Right, he held it, but again, we're being medayik by the fact that he used those cases. That they use specifically Ach. In other words, the theory is that we medayik that he only used Achiv, right? Assuming that he only used Achiv, right?
No, what we're coming to say is that once you have Achiv, so why is it necessary to talk about Aviv and Rabbah?
Right, it's because if we only said Achiv,
right,
we would have said that the father and the brother don't need to...
Right.
Right. So therefore, we're saying that had the Mishnah said Achiv, right, we would make a diuk in the Mishnah about something the Mishnah didn't say explicitly.
We would make a diuk if it only said Achiv, right. So we would have thought that Achiv has its special din, right? Special din, right? That's what we would say, that there's something special about Achiv. Mm-hmm. So he's saying that it's too ambiguous what the Mishnah is saying for us to decide that halacha is only Achiv would refer to this din over here. Okay.
That's a point.
Okay, to think about that. I've opponent, but that's a good ha'or. That is a good ha'or. Yeah, I've opponent. That's a point. Okay, so this is a right. So the landing of the Gemara is a good point, and that's a. A train of thought to answer this question, right, would be that. Now like this, now just to point out, and maybe this might strengthen your ha'ora, that whatever the answer is, but the Gemara didn't have to speak it through. So that means that it's something which is obvious, right, that we could say it on our own. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so the Mishnah says that the halacha is you need a godel imoy. This the Chazal of Mekel over here was only one of the two edim, or the second aid. Okay, let's go back. Let's go back into the Mishnah. Yeah, let's see the next case. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Zochor hayisi beplenish yotze binuma v'roisha pruva. Right. So this refers to the din of the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak. The issue over there is the shaila of how much the ksuba is. Isha shen esamon is gasha, and now there's a collection of ksuba, and there's a dispute as far as how much she deserves, because was she a besula at the time of the chasenat? Right, that's the shaila over here. So the Mishnah says, "Im yesh edim shiatzah binuma v'roisha peruah ksubasim asayim." Right, that is a hoichochom. That if it's yotze binuma, that's the simon of a besula, and therefore ksubos musayim. So Dr. Mishnah that if you have a cotton that's made on this, we'll also accept that. Mm-hmm. Now the Gemara asks the Shaila, why tack over there? What's the basis to be makel? Now, l'chayra, this that the Mishnah said, right? Well, let's put it out there, and then we'll see. Right? The Gemara said, "Hu sheyesh gadol imoy." Right? So, does this gadol imoy apply to this also?
Well, there's a bigger question.
Okay, we'll get there in a minute, right? Yeah, let's just see. Now, the Gemara wants to know why we're makel b'chlal, and the Gemara says, "Kiven the rev noshem besulas nisus giloy milsa ba'almahu." Okay, this line in the Gemara over here needs a explanation, even just to translate what it means. The Mishnah says like this: why? What's the room b'chlal to be makel? Zotimor, there's a roiv. We have a roiv.
But we're not motzi mamon on a roiv, right?
Okay, so that's a question. Now, but what does more mean? Since there's a roiv, gilui milso ba'almahu. Gilui milso ba'almahu. So gilui milso ba'almahu, you might have been able to translate that therefore what the Edom are doing is something less than normal Edom. Right? That's how you could have touched the Gemara, and if that would have been the Gemara, then we would have heard where the Gemara is heading. Right? That the reason why it's sufficient to have a lower grade aid is because there's a roiv, and somehow because of the roiv, that creates that what he's doing now is only begetter gili milsa, as opposed to that we're relying on the Etzem Eidus. However, if you look in Rashi seems to touch the Gemara not like that. Rashi says,
bottom Rashi.
Yeah, what's that? Okay. Kilimil Subaama Kloima. Eina Dovet Sorach Eidus. Elo lefarsim sheyetze hadin loor b'legimgum. So Rashi is translating the gilim milsel ba'almo. Rashi is translating that the whole purpose of the edus is lefarsim, right? Legalis gilim milsel ba'almo, right? That's what this means. The whole necessity to the edus. So Rashi would be mashma that the roiv really does the job, and the edus that they're saying is only lefarsim hadover sheyotzadin laor b'lo gimgum. So then definitely we have to ask the question, right? Actually, mashma the roiv itself takes care of this, and on that the shaila is that Akoponim Shmuel holds that you don't call Bosar Roiv by Momenus. Right? Right? Ein Hochma Maharoy? Right? That's the question. Right? That is the big question over here, that different Tirutzim were said to explain that. Why over here we could rely on the roif? Now, Adam sounds like it's necessary to have, like we see in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah says that if you have Adam, you have to be Numa, right? So we definitely need Adam. We're not getting around without Adam. However, Rashi explains the Gemara over here that the purpose of the Adam over here are for a different reason, somewhat, right? That the basis seems to be that you could use the roiv. That's what it would sound like. I'm actually saying that the tzoruch for edus over here is just yotza hadin b'loy gimgum. It would sound like that it's not necessary to paskin the ikr halacha. Now, as far as the shaila that we raised before, that this that the Gemara tells us that when we are makel, we're only makel for one of the two edim, but you can't have two edim which are made begoed mashor b'katnusan. So what do you say about over here?
You know, I need two edim for Hinuma.
Yeah, that's what the Mishnah says.
What does the Mishnah say? You need two edim.
Im yesh edim, she ought to be Hinuma, no? Right, so Tosfos says that whenever you need two Eidim, then the kula of Chazal is only that one of the two Eidim is maspik to be made mashro b'katnusan. So therefore, over here, since the requirement seems to be yet two Eidim, right, we'll see just. Maybe one of the case of Truman, and maybe that's the case that Tosfos talks about, that since you don't need two Eidim for that, so then the whole Eidim is sufficient just to have this. But hey, we need two Eidim, and that's where Chazal were only made on the second Eid. Okay, as far as the reason why for mominus, it's mominus. Why is it sufficient? The roiv. How does the roiv help us? So we shouldn't talk about this even before. Talked about the roiv. You have a roiv. So remember the tesis on Tazayin and Aleph, when the Mara was given the rave notion besuas nisus kileke edim may have a. Actually, Tosfos said this is Takatolian Rav and Shmuel.
Which Tosfos?
Tosfos on Tezayin and Ralph, bottom Tosfos.
Okay.
Mm. Remember that? Okay, yeah. So this is where the Rishonim discuss this. Tosis says that in Achnami, this Gemara's kash is only according to Rav, and according to that Tosis, so this is our Gemara is going to need explanation, right? According to Shmuel, you know, this is our Mishnah by us, right? And if remember, other Rishonim over here say that because there's a Chazaka, which is there's a Cheskas Haguf, right? That she's Becheskas Psula, and that's Mitzurif with the Roiv. Maybe that could be Moitzi. Hmm.
Because she was a
Basil
when she was born?
Yeah. Right. Right. So there are certain you say that the Rishonim say over here to explain why over here that the Rav will be able to do more than in other places than in Hochum B'Momen Acha HaRav.
We have something back here. I don't know if it plays with things that mm-hmm. when a woman gets married and she's not a basul, there's a kol. You know, does that play any role in this at all? That because there's no kol, so we assume that that's even more of a raya that she's a basula? Kol anisis basula, or maybe
right,
maybe the other way.
Really looking the other way, right? Tomorrow's asking why you can't use the road. That's right. Right. Oh, that's looking the other way. Oh, right. There's also. I believe there are those that say that since over here the halacha is that we need to have one good aid, so we're working together with an aid echad. So b'chai gam we have an aid echad. There may be roiv could be ma'itzi. Okay, this is already I'm getting involved with the whole parish over there.
Even without the second guy,
even without
just the aid echad and the roiv.
That's what we're saying over here, and this gemara seems to be saying. How Rashi is explaining, it sounds like that the Iker Hoitzois moment is done with the Roif, right? And it's without this aid. And that's what we're coming to explain. Why is that so? So there are different Mahalchim over here. Why over here you have more than just the Roif? Is it the Chazoko which is helping you, or possibly the Erechod that you have over here, which is helping us use the right. That right, Eidus, he would mean that you don't need regular two Eidim, right? So that's what he would be saying, right?
So the one good Eid you have is enough, and then the other one is just adding.
According to
Gilui
that,
Milsa.
According to that, right? Right.
Wouldn't mm-hmm. be enough if you didn't have the katan who's now a gadol at all, just the Eid Echad and the robe.
No, we need. It looks like that we need this Gili Milsa that Rashi talks about is a requirement.
And then
right?
that
requires two
Eidim,
right. Mm-hmm.
Is Rashi talking about on the Deraisa level or the Derabanan level?
So Gili Milsa would seem that it's really a Dindrabon. That's what it would seem like. I don't know if there's such a thing in the Deraisa. You know, Lefarsim, if you know, it's such a halacha like that. Right. To me, it sounds like that's a din drabon.
What would be the inyan of Pearson here? She's getting divorced, and we want to be Mefarsim that she was a basula when she got married. For what? What purpose?
It sounds like this din itself, right? We want to be Mefarsim. What's happening over here is that she's collecting. She is collecting 200, right? So there was a dispute what she was at the time, and we don't just want to rely on the roif, you know, the built-in things. We want that there should be an edus about this,
uh-huh.
right? That's what the Fas Madova means. That we want that there should be an edus to be mefarsim that itaka is justified this that she collected a full ksuba because we have basis, we have some. Akapon, you know, what the person was going to go out is that it's known that she was a psul at the time.
But meaning it's to justify the person is to justify the din that she got her ksuba, or to be mefarsim this idea that you need some kind of edus even though you have a rov.
I thought it was the first one.
Okay,
right. I thought it means this specific psak over here. What we're passing now, right, we want to give it some backing, and that's what we want an edus which will back this. Right. That's what, even though really the ikra hadin doesn't require that because we have enough basis for the psak.
Right, but normally we wanted a piersim because. You know, we want to know a woman's a chalutza, so she can't marry a kohen, or you know, some reason. There's some good reason that you want to pierce him. I don't see the fact that this woman got her ksuba. What? So that she, I mean, what is the piersim doing for us?
What's it doing, or why do we need a piersim?
Why do we need it?
What's people care? What is this?
Yeah.
Why do people look at this with question more than anything else? Any other psak that went on? Okay. That's a valid question. What's the episode where this requires piercing? The receiving of her ksuba, of her full ksuba over here. Why isn't it sufficient that for people just to rely on whoever Bezdin paskins any psak? They have their rules and their klolim farm. You know, we don't have to know, you know, yeah, what the basis was. We trust them. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Any machshavos on that? Shlomo. Hello.
Rashi is saying that we mamish don't need the edim at all. Is that what Rashi is really saying?
We don't need them at all. So, according to the one in the explanation that we said before, and that's why we try to adjust the translation, the point isn't so much that we don't need any edim at all, because maybe we do need one ed as for an ed echad, according to that explanation. But we're saying that we don't need the edus, right? The concept of verified edus we don't need. Okay, well, yeah.
Could Rashi be saying that the whole reason that she would go out with Hinuma is just to highlight. In other words, there's Rav Nashim Psulos, but they were mocked that she should go out Hinuma because they wanted that it was clear that she was a Psula, right? And you don't need an official edus on that, at least again on the Deraisa level. Right, in other words, that Lefarsim Shiatzah Hadin isn't going on the Edim, but on the Yitziyah Hemnuna.
Right. But what would you? I mean, isn't that all in one?
Therefore, on the direction level, as long as it's stubborn mafursim, and then the Rabbanim were mocked that you need Edim.
One more time, on the direction level, it's stubborn mafursim, what does that mean?
That she was a basula, right? In the words,
Well, it was mafursim through what?
So again, we start off that Mikra, then the robe says that right, she's a Psula, right?
Right. So they that robe doesn't that need, she should go out to
Hemnuna in order to that the people shouldn't be megamgam on the base then.
Oh, right? One second. That's why we instituted the minhag of Hinuma.
Right, and then
let me just hear what that means. There's a roiv, so we don't need any edus at all to prove that she was a psula. The Roiv tells us that she's a psula. Okay, so that you want to talk, want to say that the whole hinumo, the hinumo was set up really as a basis to be able to be made at a future date that she was a psula.
Right, and Eidus Drabanan, right? And that's why we could be Mako.
The need for that Eidus is Drabanan, right? And that's why we could be made Mako on that. Is that what you're saying? I'm sorry, right? Okay. So how are you translating Rashi a little different here?
So again, is the Eina David Tzarech Eidus, right? Means Midoraisa, right? In other words, no Eidus is needed because...
Yep,
cross Rove, right?
Right.
Elul lefarsim sheyatsa hadin. Elul lefarsim sheyatsa hadin leor below gimgum. There is a jump there. is saying that Eidus elul lefarsim sheyatsa. So I'm saying that the El Lefarsim Sheyatsa Hadin Leor below Gimgum, they were makba that she goes out Behemnuma.
But isn't that all just to facilitate an Eidus? Right? Right? At a later date. Why was that instituted? They instituted that, so if there's a question at a later date, we have a basis for an Eidus, or Lefarsim, I don't know if you're saying that right.
Are we talking about a case where the Ksuba was lost?
So that Taisa talks about over there, right? What's with the Ksuba, right? And Taisa's on the mission over there, already talks about. Okay. It's Malcolm Shane Kaisen, and that's a question over here on that mission.
Because
right?
If there was a Ksuba, then we could just go by the Ksuba, you don't need the Hinuma, right?
Right. Okay.
I'll withdraw my until I have a clear thought on it.
Okay. You want to hear? Okay, when it's published. Okay, let's see. Let's see a little abyss of Vayter over here. Zotting Gemara Vayter. Actually, the Mishnah Vayter. Yet we're learning the Mishnah now. The next case in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, "V'shahoy ish plenty yetsim in beis hasefer litpoil." Lechol bitruma. This is an edus that person is a kohen, and he's roy to eat truma, and therefore one could give him truma. So he's being made that shahaya ish pleni yoytzim in beis hasefer litfol, that he remembers that he would leave the cheder, the class. Now that he'll be taken out litbol lecho betrumo. Litbol lecho betrumo.
I'm just
wondering how he knew that. You know, did he follow them? Like, you know, where did this information? Was this the note that he got from his mother? That, you know, the reason why he's been taken out early. Like, you know, how much information do you got to know? You know, right.
But I guess I'm wondering this. I mean, if Kohanim ate truma on a fairly regular basis for dinner, come home, you're eating truma for dinner.
Right.
And we assume that kids play around. We don't know what they're doing. So maybe this is a regular thing. The kids all get out of Beit Sefer, and they go and they play. They're all going to play around. But this kid, he had to go every day, or, you know, he always had to go, and he said, oh, I have to go to the mikveh now.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe. Mm-hmm. Akoponim, right. However, it was verified by him that he went to the mikvah, right, in order, right. I mean, definitely what you're saying is true. That was what the issue was, right. And Right. So he was toiv lechel b'tshuma, and that's the edus that this person is a kohen. Or else, for shayu chalik imanu hagoyrin. Or else, that the one who's being made apparently was a kohen himself, and he says that I remember that he was there on site over there by the goyrin, and he was one of the kids that were there to get accept truma. There, let's see, zokt Rashi in the Mishnah. You write to Mesa Sefer, Kishin Lemaidim, Betinoikos, Beveis Rabban, Uvekulhu, Mefarish Tamimah. Fine. Okay.
Is the person that he's speaking about claiming that he's a Kohen?
Now, is your question, is he Neman even if the person says he's not a Kohen, or does he need the help of the person himself to claim that he's a Kohen?
I mean, why don't we ask the guy that we're talking about and find out what he has to say before we decide whether he's a Kohen? If he says I'm a Yisrael, then I don't think we're going to start giving him Truma even to Rabbanon, because he doesn't
right.
even to be a Kohen.
Right. Mm-hmm. But we know that he himself is not Neman, right? So we Pashas, that's what we're talking about. He's saying he's a claim, but that doesn't help, right, for him to talk about himself. So he needs someone else. Now I thought what you wanted to know possibly is that do we need him also? Is that playing a role? If for whatever reason he wasn't being talking about himself. You want to give some more ischitin over here. You want to drop it off by his front
he's a
doorstep.
And he can't talk.
Right?
Or this guy, or maybe I'll bring up a thing for you. They're trying to call up an Aliyah, and they want to call up a Yisrael because they have no Kohen, and this other guy's coming and saying, "No, I know that guy's a Kohen."
No, says, no I'm not a. We only apply this for Truma Drabana. We don't give any other milas of Kumuna.
Oh, okay. You're saying it wouldn't help for my kids.
I think the Gemara says all the Truma Drabana.
Okay. You're saying you need two Adam for an Aliyah in Shul. That's what you're saying?
You need more than this. I don't know what you need, but you need more than this.
Okay.
I think Eid Achad is not about Truma, but you need Eid Achad that remembers from when he was a couple.
Right. Okay. The Rambam says like you, but Lechora, we call out and say, "Who's a Kohen?" And we believe anybody who comes along and says they're a Kohen to give them an Aliyah.
That's because we don't have anyone who has ate them that they ate Shuma in the basement.
Oh, so you're saying because for Mihechra, we have no choice. Okay, I heard.
Okay, yes, let's see. Let's see over here. Zot the Gemara. V'shoi ish ploini yoysim v'beisai sefer litvol lecha b'tshuma. Fret the Gemara v'dilma eved koyin hu. Zot the Gemara. Misayil Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Dom Yeshua ben Levi. Also lo odom shiyumis avdoi toiro. Zot the Gemara. The Gemara says as follows. That he's being made, that he knows that this person ate truma because he was able to eat truma. How is that a raya that he is a kohen? Maybe he's an avid. Now let's just think for a moment over here. What's the issue? What's the issue? The issue over here is as far as giving that person truma, right? Yeah. So Ferti Gemara, this Eidus doesn't verify that he's a Kohen. Maybe he's an Eved. But Luchara, what's the difference? What's the difference? I mean, he's fit to eat Truma, right? That's what the Eidus is. So
maybe he was free since.
Okay.
Now he's a free man.
Zok Toisvis v'dum Eved Kohen u'pirish va'achshav nishtachre v'noitel shloi kedin Yeah. Okay. Right. Okay. Very good. Very good. So you're saying over like Taisa says, just important to speak out that point, is that we have to be talking about that that the only basis he has to take today is if his chus to take today is still with him, right? If he's hakakayin, right? Yeah. But mitzat eved not. Okay, very good. So now zofta gemara. Oh, so the gemara said this. So what's taka the raya, right? Frakti Gimora, what's the Rai? Maybe that Maisa doesn't say that he's in that he's a Kohen. Maybe he's in heaven. That's why he's eating Truma. And that Gimora says that the answer is that, and it's also to teach an Eved Torah. And the Eidus was that he was enrolled in the Yeshiva Ketana there. Right?
So if it wouldn't have Beis HaSefer in the story.
Right. Right.
Then the halacha
will
be different.
Right. Right. We have to know that his eating truma was because of mishpachas kahuna and not because of eved kohen. Also, lo odem shumnes avdei torah. Fretim avoloi vasanyo lo behemenu rabbi oisha also rabbi apitropis oisha niach tefillin b'fnei rabbi. These are all cases where you have an Eved Knani, which does certain actions in front of his Rav. Oy shekor shloisha psukim bebeis hakneses, hareze lo yotzo lecherus. Rashi says, see the Rashi on top, Rashi says, hareze lo yotzo lecherus. V'liam minon, ilav de shachre lo yhava yazif minei, lo yhava shovik le linig minig, Ben Chirin. The issue over here is that we should derive from the way the Rav responded or didn't respond to what he did, that should be a Rai that he was Meshachar him. Because if he was his Eved, then he wouldn't allow him to be Noig like this. Zok Rashi, Shamini Mino, the Yesh Eved, Shaloi Mitoidim. So the halacha over here is right, is that there's no raya that he's a ben chayin, so he's still becheskas eved, and he's kodesh leishe psukim. So how was he kodesh leishe psukim? Apparently he was taught. That's the Gemara's question. So it would seem from over here that it's mutter. So we're asking a kasha on Rabbi Shua ben Levi, and for the Gemara. Hosam dikri eved midaiti ki kon minon de kon nohig bay minhag bonim. Now the Gemara is coming to me mechalik, and Gemara is saying really it's also to teach. And over there, the ikri eved midaiti, which sounds like he's saying that he taught himself, he learned on his own. The ikri eved midaiti. Now, what does the Gemara say? Ki karmin dekon noig be minig bonim, min bonim. Why is the Gemara? It looks like the two sides of the coin over here are there's some kind of in between space over here, which is middle ground, which is not. And if the Gemara's answer is that no one taught him, right? He learned himself. Chais, you know, he was listening in when his rav was chazming his Mishnah Mikra. You know, over the years he picked it up. You know, took him that repeat themselves a few times. You know,
are we saying that it's vada that case, or saying that it's possible that case?
I mean, the Gemara, I mean, Reb Shuman Levi. I mean, we have to answer Reb Shuman Levi, right? Right, Reb Shuman Levi says also to teach. So what the Gemara Lachar is saying is that he wasn't taught. Right, that's Lachar what the Gemara is saying. Right, the case over there was he wasn't taught because it's Taka also to teach. So he wasn't taught. Right, that's how you learn the Gemara. Right, that's Lachar the Gemara is saying. So what we're dining over here just right now is like this: that if the point of Gemara says is that he learned on his own, so then what's the Gemara Ma'arich over here? Gemara says, and we're speaking ki kar minan de kar noig be minig bonim ki ko amrinon. What does that mean? In Pashas, the Gemara is asking on Shulman Levi, right? Whatever, we're using our Mishnah, you know, based on Shulman Levi, but now we ask the Kasha on Shulman Levi. He says it's also to teach, right? The Braisa would seem like it's mutar to teach, because how else could he know? And that's what it says, then that he learned on his own. He taka wasn't taught. And so, Kikam Rinan, Luchara should be Reb Shulman Levi, you can't teach. And that the Gemara calls it the Kanoi Be Minig Bonim. Why is that? Let's just hear what the Gemara is saying.
Why can't Kikam Rinan mean that which we said, that the guy was in the Beis HaSefer, that he's been made, that the Yatsim Beis HaSefer Litzvah Lecho B'Truma, that the father is not Minig Bonim in that case?
So, is the Gemara's kasha really on that? Right.
We're being mechalik between the two, the Beis HaSefer that we have, that we're using as a raya that he must be a kohen, and us Lamed is Bino Torah and the Braisa where you see that Karash Loshim Sukkim. The difference between the two is that the Shlosh of Sukkim was where the Rebbe taught himself, and the Mishnah is where is talking about where he the father taught him like a Rebbe.
Okay, so I just want to speak that. So just in the Cheshmer of the Gemara, it sounds like that you want to say that we're really leaving Reb Shulman Levi out of the picture over here. Because our Mishnah is right in Shulman Levi, so that becomes our Mishnah. So if we have a stira, the stira today is between our Mishnah and that Braisa. Our Mishnah seems to say that you can't teach an Eved, and that's how we know that he's a Kohen. Because from Beis HaSefer, and that price he knows, right? So what you're saying over here? I'm just trying to think over here. The question that we wanted to know was: is that the chiluk is whether he could be taught or not taught? What is the minig bonim relevant? So you're saying that's relevant in our Mishnah.
You pay tuition in your Beis HaSefer. You're knowing minig bonim. You're not going to do that for him.
No. You're right. But
according to that, it would be mutter, not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right?
If that's our Mishnah is talking about minig bonim.
It's also to teach.
It's also to teach an Eved.
Right.
Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi.
Right.
And our Mishnah says Beis HaSefer must be it's his son because he's not about Minig Bonim, and that.
Oh, that's what you're saying. It's just coming to add that comment.
I hear that in context, but still, I'm a little bothered. Why is it necessary to say that? Wouldn't it be just sufficient to say that since it's also to teach an Eved, so. That case is he's being taught, right? However it's being worked out, right? But he's being taught, and it will be also if he was an Eved. So it has to be that he's a ben, right? Why is it important the noyig bon minig bonim? Why is that? That's the point. Right? Even if it wasn't an issue of noyig bon minig bonim.
I understood that's a right and he's definitely not an Evan. The Noi Bamid Banim in our Mishnah, when he brought him to the Beis HaSefer, the father brought him to the Beis HaSefer, and he was the Yotzim Beis HaSefer, that shows that we're talking about a Banim and not an Evan.
Yeah, but the Gemara's raya was the mere fact that he did something. He was doing something which is also for an Eved to do, so that should be the right that he's not Eved. Right? Is it important that it's minig bonim and not minig bonim?
They can't say that this kid, was sitting in the back of the shul and heard the Rebbe give the shir, and you said that he picked up on his own how to read, I don't know what. You can't say that, because this is talking about a minhag banim. We're talking about it. The only time it's a raya, the Pesach Sefer is a raya, is when it's minhag banim, and then we know for sure, with certainty, that it's not an Eved who's learning on his own.
But what does that have to do with minhag banim?
Maybe this would be, it's almost like an ikadamri, even if you don't like hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. If you don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, then maybe you don't have a raya. Because maybe he was an Eved and he sent him to Beit Sefer.
So is that really what's happening in Gemara?
I don't know. I'm suggesting that could be a way to read it. It doesn't exactly fit in because Gemara should have said it that way. But it would. I think that might be what Yahu's saying. No? No? It's not what you're saying? All right.
Okay. I'm saying that Rabbi Weinstein said it's going on Rabbi Shuba later, and I think it's going on the Mishnah.
Fine, but even if it's going on the Mishnah, we still want to know, right? Why is that necessary, right? Let's say this wasn't, minhag banim versus not minhag banim, but isn't it the Isser over here, right? That's what it is. So our Mishnah, what we're saying in our.
I understood the minhag banim makes it that it's not ikri ever midaitim. That's a definite that it was intentional teaching Torah as opposed to possible picking it up on his own. That's what I understood.
Yeah. Which in and of itself means you're saying that you're holding that line is holding not like Rabbi Shuvan Levi.
He's holding like Rabbi Shuvan Levi.
He says it's also to teach an Eved.
Also teach an Eved Torah, and this kid learned Torah on the basis of Sefer minhag banim. It's a raya that he's not an Eved.
He's noyig minhag banim, as opposed to Eved. Why? Because this is only something that you do with a ben and not with an Eved. Now, I think that's parshat Gemara. I'm just wondering why the Gemara has to speak it out like that. That's not. I mean, that's what we're talking about, right? I mean, it's also so then you wouldn't do it. You wouldn't do it. Ki kam minan. We're talking about a type of learning that is only done with a son.
That's the raya, it's not
an Eved. Yeah, I understand. I understand.
But why do you need that raya if it's usher? I still don't understand why. If it's usher to send your Eved to Beis Sefer, and now we saw this kid coming out of Beis Sefer. So that in itself is a raya, that he's a son.
We brought a brisa where there can be somebody who reads
Sefer. Fine, we answered that. But we answered that. He taught himself. We answered that question. So what do I need to say?
Maybe this kid in the base of Sefer is teaching himself. He's saying, no, he's not just sitting in the base of Sefer, listening in the back.
How did he get to the base of Sefer? It's also to send him there. You're saying he went in of himself, he walked in the base of Sefer?
He was the janitor who was cleaning the floor, and as he's cleaning the floor, he's in the base of Sefer. He's the Eved. He's washing the floor, and he listens in, and he has the... No, this is not Minhag Banim. He's not just... Passing through, washing the floor, and listening, and picking it up on his own.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Fine. Okay, you're saying that they had a chashash that the Eved in of itself, he was a little boy and he had free time. They weren't making him work, and so all the other boys went to Beit Sefer. He went into the Beit Sefer also.
No,
that was the chashash, and then they're coming to answer that chashash.
Right.
Okay, fine. Right here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oy.
Okay. Sorry. Okay. Did you want to? Do you have a different way to explain it?
No. Mm-hmm.
That's what you think? That's the way you would understand it?
I guess so. I don't know. I didn't have a clarity on this. That could be an explanation.
The Ran says that if you're knowing minhag banim and you teach him Torah, people might think he's a Jewish kid and that might marry him to a Jewish lady.
Oh, so the Ran says that. But that's a reason for what?
That's why That's why it's also to teach him Torah. Oh, because if you teach him Torah, that'll people will think he's a Ben Yisrael, Ben, mm-hmm. and Ben Chorin, and then they'll marry him to a Jewish lady. We don't want that to happen.
So you're saying so that's the reason.
The Ran says this.
Right, that's the reason for the issa that Rabbi Shmuel Levi talks about. Now, once that's so then we could even learn that the Gemara is addressing Shmuel Levi, and that's why the Gemara is speaking, because that's really the basis of the issa.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. So that will be an alternate explanation that the Gemara is what the Gemara is speaking of is stressing the reason for the Isser, right?
It's only Isser and such an Isser.
Or that's the reason why it's Isser, right? Yeah. We're asking a question, you know, just talk about that, you know, that he's not doing Adonai, he's being taught, right? Well, why is Gemara mixing in Min Bonim? The answer is because that's the basis of the Isser. And that's what the Gemara means to be speaking out. Okay.
The Ram says that clearly.
Yeah, yeah. So I hear that better in the reading of the Gemara, that's what the Gemara is coming to do. Uh-huh. Okay.
So how do you then touch the words, Ki Amrinan?
That referring to the Isser. Ki Amrinan, this that we say, Shmuel Levi says that it's also the Kanoiba Minigbonim, it's a type of learning which is Noyim Minig Bonim, and the reason why the Gemara is speaking that out, and doesn't say that he's taught, the stress of Minig Bonim is because that's the basis of the problem.
Got it.
Right.
But just for him, because here we're saying that he learned and he taught himself a few psukim, so there are certain ways of teaching that would be mutter if it's not Minig Bonim, because then they wouldn't come to marry them.
Okay, man, that's really, I don't know if that's so much the point anymore. Maybe you could, you know, once that's the basis of this, so now you can start thinking about, you know, maybe we could teach without having lechshash.
No, but I mean, why they came to it because this boy was reading three lines, and so they're coming to explain why didn't we forbid him from learning to read at all? Nothing's bothering them, they're just adding.
The Gemara is, according to this, the Gemara is really asking a question on Shmuel Levi. Shmuel Levi says that it's Osir, and that fact, the Gemara that you see that over there, apparently it's Mutar, otherwise how does he know? Mm-hmm. So on that, the Gemara says that over there he learned on his own, and over here he didn't learn on his own, and the basis of the Isser is that he's being Nei Minig Bonim, right? That's what. So learning on his own doesn't have the problem, because the basis of the problem is because of the minig bonim.
Okay, fine.
Right? That's what Gemara would be saying.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think it's gotten a little late over here, so we'll have to hold over here at the present moment.
The footnote says something very interesting.
Yeah.
Hinuma, he brings down a Rashba that discusses. The husband admits that he owes 100, and the question is, does he owe 200? So the Rashba discusses whether the husband has to make. Let's say there's no edim, but there's hinuma.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to have? Does the husband have to be shvua moedim or mixas because he's already moedim to the 100?
Mm-hmm.
It's a question in the Rashba whether he has to make that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He's discussed. I don't know. I didn't read the
Rashi. Right, that's very, very an issue at the beginning of the parak. our sugya over here, right? Is
I thought it was a good chapter. It's a mix of mixas. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize that was.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, but that's kind of an important thing. Just you know, in learning that many times. An idea about something first enters our mind at a certain point in time, around a certain Gemara, but it's always important to verify the proper placement of the question. Even though in history, maybe, you know, it came to me over here on Daf Chof Ches, but the proper placement of the Shaila belongs on Tezvot, right?
I think it was right on Tezvot.
What? Yeah.
I think that's where Tezvot is whatever
that right.
Was. Over there, right. In the beginning of the parak, I think that's where the Rashba speaks.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what it is, yeah.
I just thought it was a good top, though.
Okay, yeah. Okay, very good. Okay.
Yeah.